You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. Summer road trips mean big business for gas stations, and if they sell gas and beer and wine, even bigger business. There are already more than 1,800 gas stations that sell alcohol in Michigan, but there are about to be a lot more, and not everyone's happy about it. Over the 4th of July weekend, the Meyer gas station on Ann Arbor-Saline Road in Ann Arbor was busy. 12 pumps with cars coming and going constantly. And full disclosure, Meyer is a financial supporter of Michigan Radio. This gas station has a convenience store, but to buy alcoholic beverages, customers had to go across a large parking lot to the Meyer grocery store. That's because grocery stores were not allowed to sell alcohol at gas stations they also own. But a new state law that went into effect on July 11th lets them apply for a second license at the pumps.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Jennifer Atkinson lives in Whitmore Lake. She'd rather have the option of buying beer and wine while she's filling up.
Well, I moved out here 12 years ago from Nevada, and they do it there. So, I mean, I don't buy that often, but I mean, it's more convenient if I do want to pick something up. So I find it kind of inconvenient if I'm at the gas station and want to pick something up and I can't.
Would you have any concerns about it being easier for people to kind of game the system if they're trying to buy, say, underage or inappropriately out of the gas station rather than in the store?
No, because I think it's still going to be monitored.
Lavelle Michael Scott disagrees.
Well, I think that's kind of silly to be selling alcoholic beverages at a gas station. It really don't make no sense.
Scott's not opposed to people buying adult beverages. He just thinks party shops and grocery stores are better at enforcing liquor laws than the gas stations that already sell alcohol.
People got kids out here. You want to make a home safe. You don't want to worry about getting hit from a drunk driver that's stopped for 10 on a pump 3 and a shot of 1800, too, at the same time.
Just to be clear, the new gas station liquor licenses only apply to beer and wine. Republican State Representative Eric Nesbitt sponsored the bill. He represents the 66th District, which includes Van Buren County and part of Kalamazoo County.
The gas station in my township sells beer and wine. There's a lot throughout the state that already do this, and so I felt that this was a common sense way to increase competition and to allow for a more open market.
Nesbitt sees the gas stations run by Meyer, Village Market, Kroger, and others as an extension of the grocery stores.
They're able to sell beer and wine, you know, 40 yards away, but they can't at their convenience store location, even though it's on the same piece of property, same owner.
One person who knows the grocery business is Republican State Representative Ray Franz.
I represent the 101st District, which includes Mason, Manistee, Benzie, and Leelanau counties.
Franz is a former butcher, and he used to own his own independent grocery stores. He says Meyer is already a juggernaut, and this gives the chain an extra edge.
They are becoming so dominant in the marketplace that they are killing any kind of local small operations. Competition is a good thing, keeps everybody on their toes, but unfair competition really isn't something that we should be supporting.
Here's what Franz means by unfair competition. Any store in Michigan that sells both alcohol and gas is required to have $250,000 worth of inventory, not including the alcohol and gas. To meet that requirement, mom-and-pop gas stations could fill their buildings floor to ceiling with gum and air fresheners. So instead,
they buy $200,000 or $250,000 worth of stamps to put into a safe just so they say they have that inventory. You can't lock up that much of a small operator's capital and still call it fair competition.
Here's the thing. Under the new law, to use Meyer as an example, the Meyer convenience store won't have to load up on stamps because the inventory in the big grocery store across the parking lot counts for both places. Franz says the small gas station across the street doesn't have that luxury.
I'm not advocating total elimination of all restrictions. I just want everybody to play by the same rules, and this doesn't play by the same rules. That's inherently unfair.
Meyer didn't respond to multiple requests for an interview, but as of late last week, the State Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs had received 96 applications for secondary beer and wine licenses. 93 of them are from Meyer.